You'll likely be hearing this a lot over the next year. Candidates for Texas state offices bashing the Obama administration.
I stood up to President Barack Obama and his job-killing policies.
That's Republican Barry Smitherman, a commissioner with the state's oil and gas regulating agency. He's now running for Texas Attorney General. In a campaign video on YouTube, Smitherman drives through an industrial area and talks to the camera.
These are great paying jobs along the Houston Ship Channel. Yet the Obama EPA would try to shut these industries down.
Smitherman is talking about federal environmental regulations that would curb greenhouse gases linked to climate change. The industry says the new regs will cut refinery output, prompt layoffs, and raise fuel prices for motorists.
And it's not going to have one iota of an impact on global warming or global climate change.
That's Charles Drevna, president of an industry group, American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers.
No one's saying that we shouldn't have clean air and water and waste reduction.
But Drevna says the greenhouse gas regulations conflict with anti-pollution laws already on the books, and globally, he says they won't make any difference in the climate. Supporters of the regulation say, of course, there's a cost, but they say there's also a benefit. Mark Brownstein is a lawyer with the Environmental Defense Fund, a national group that works with industrial companies to reduce greenhouse gases.
I don't look at regulation as constraining industrial growth. I look at regulation as essentially being able to assure the public that as we go to get these economic benefits, that we also are able to protect their health and their environment.
For years, the refining industry has been warning that requiring plants to buy expensive pollution control equipment would result in, quote, massive increases in unemployment. In past years, there have been lots of new regulations that have cost the industry dearly, some $128 billion nationwide for new technology and equipment. According to a report by the Federal Department of Energy, the added expense, quote, contributed to the economic stresses that resulted in the shutdown of 66 refineries in the past two decades. But the report also points out that the shuttered refineries were mostly smaller ones. Big refineries actually grew in size, and total refining capacity has actually increased nationwide. What's more, one regulation that forced refiners to make cleaner-burning diesel fuel may have had an unexpected benefit. Demand for the cleaner fuel is growing as Europe and South America are now buying it from refineries along the Gulf Coast. Which brings us back to the Houston Ship Channel, where, despite what some politicians in the industry say might happen, what is happening is anything but a bust.
It's booming.
Booming. Around here, what's going on?
A lot of expansions, tons of expansions.
That's Timothy Long, who works for a company that does human resource consulting. He was headed into Tony's Barbecue and Steakhouse, where lining up at the buffet were pipeline technicians, construction workers, and white-collar managers. Thomas Medina runs the place.
More people working.
More people working. I'm talking about like over 10,000 people.
Thousands of workers are busy here just east of Houston. They're making petrochemical plants bigger to process a surge in oil and gas coming from fields in Texas and elsewhere. The projects are costing billions of dollars and are moving forward, despite those dire predictions about what havoc new pollution rules might cause in the future. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.